We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I don't know why my voice always decides to get hoarse the second I come on. I guess because I was in there. The ladies and I, the ones up front, Penny News, the graphic artist, and whatever else they call themselves up there, they've been hitting on me pretty hard today, and my feelings are hurt, and they've never talked to me like that before, and I was being nice today. So anyway, it is what it is. Currently it is 88 degrees at the Elk City Mezzanette. Heat index is 91, humidity's 48. If you didn't get all your hay baled early this morning, you might be they're still giving me the dirty look. You know you just did that on Facebook, right? Anyway, so we're having a lot of fun today. Anyway, so 48% might still be baling out there. I don't know. Anyway, the winds are out of the northeast today, which is awesome. Makes it a little cooler. Not that it's much cooler temperatures wise, but that north wind feels better. Wind gust up to 22 currently at the Gabe Center here, weather center that he installed a few weeks ago. It's 85 degrees here at the radio station with 52% humidity. Let's check out some air temperatures in our listening area, see what it is. I know one thing, up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma, they're probably enjoying it. 76 at Kenton, 72 at Boise City, 75 at Eva, 79 at Goodwill, 77 at Hooker, so they're doing pretty good. Right now, Altus is the warm spot, 94 degrees, 93 at Mangum, 85 at Canadian, Texas. Shamrock's coming in at a whopping 88. Bessie's 86. Putnam, you're at 87. That's home of B&L Red Angus Ranch there. Warm spot in the state of Oklahoma is maybe in our listening area. I don't know if they pick us up down there at Grandfield or not, but we got some good friends that live down there that just moved there from Sayre here a while back. So 97 at Grandfield. Anyway, the text line is wide open today, 580-225-9697. We are live on Facebook. We're live on KECOFM.com. Let's check out what's happening with the futures. It's just, I don't know what's going on with our markets. I don't know if you guys seen it fluctuate so much daily for so long between the Ukraine war, the drought, the farmers not getting their corn planted in a timely manner up north, and they're just, anything news changes the market crazy. Let me update this to make sure, because I hadn't looked at it in 30 minutes. All right. The futures, corn, July, 744, September, 593, December, 585, soybeans, July, 1592, August, 1462, and September's 1362, and November's 1342. Soybean meal, July, $478.60 a short ton. August is $425, and September is $402.10. Soybean oil, July, $65.21. That's 65 cents. 65.21 cents per pound. Soybean oil for August is $59.98. September is $58.76. Hard red winter wheat, July $9.10. September $8.73. Oats for July $6.86. September is down to $4.61. Everything's in the red today as far as futures on grain markets. Cotton is at 102. sugar that they grow under the pivots over there around the silk farm over there in Delhi. It's down. It's below 19 cents today. You're losing money, Brian Silk. It's at 0.18 cents a pound. You lost a penny today because you only got 1 pound of sugar over there under that pivot from what I heard. Anyway, let's check out the cash grain prices going on in Texas and Oklahoma right now. And, man, they've hit them hard today. Hard red winter wheat is at $8.11. Corn is at $7.27. Milo's at $6.30. And soybeans are at $14.46 a bushel. All right, let's see what kind of chaos is going on in the world since we had the show yesterday. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as the condition of the spring crop in the United States improved and the winter harvest rolls on. 70% of the spring crop, wheat crop that is, was in good or excellent conditions as of Sunday, up from 66% a week earlier, according to the USDA. About 44% of the crop was headed, up from 20% a week earlier, but well behind the normal 77% of this time of the year. The winter wheat harvest continues in the United States Southern Plains with 63% of the crop in the bin, and 50%, that was up from 54% the previous week, and the prior five-year average is 61%, so it's above that. For corn, 64% was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged from the previous week. The USDA said in its report yesterday, about 62% of the soybeans are in top ratings, down from 63% last week. Analysts polled by Rutgers were expecting a 1 percentage point increase from both corn and soybeans. 15% of the corn was silking at the start of the week, up from 7% 7 days earlier, but behind the prior five-year average of 25%. 2% was in a dough stage, just behind the average of 3%. For soybeans, 32% of the U.S. crop was setting pods as of Sunday, double the previous week, but down from 38% average over the last 5 years. 6% were setting pods, from 3% a week earlier, but down from the normal 9% for this time of the year. Prices are also moving lower ahead of today's WASDE, World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates. Analysts believe the USDA will revise its new crop corn stockpiles estimate higher, though the agency is expected to lower its outlook for soybean inventories. Wheat for September delivery fell 17 cents to $8.39.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 14 and a quarter to $9.01 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery was down 14 and a quarter cents to $6.14.75 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery was 27.5 cents, was down, dropped 27.5 cents to $13.77.25 a bushel. Soy meal fell 460 to $396.50 a short ton, while soybean oil futures declined 1.35 pennies to 59.96 pennies a pound. Export inspections of corn and wheat rose week to week, while bean assessments declined. Corn inspections in the last 7 days that ended on July 8th increased to 933,000 metric tons, and that's up from 876,000 metric tons a week earlier. The total, however, was down from the 1 million tons assessed the same week a year ago. Wheat assessments last week were reported at 309,802 metric tons, up from 272,940 tons the week prior to that. But this is still down from the 429,000 tons examined for overseas delivery at the same point last year. Soybean inspections declined week to week, 356,716 tons. That's down from 437,000 tons a week earlier, but it's up from the 200,000 tons examined the same week in 2021. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 49.2 million metric tons of corn for offshore delivery. That's down from 59 million last year. Soybean assessments since the starting of September now stand at 52.2 million metric tons, and that's down from the 58 million tons last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st are now at 1.92 million metric tons, way behind the 2.34 million tons assessed at the same point last year. We all know what's coming, but here it is. Extremely hot weather has led to heat advisories being issued for South Texas and into parts of eastern Oklahoma and all of Arkansas, according to the National Weather Service. Heat indexes in northern Arizona are forecast to be as high as 110 degrees this afternoon. Take extra precaution if you work or spend time outside. And I might throw this in there. Check on your cattle. Check on all your animals, horses, goats, whatever. Check on all of them. We got a lot of heat in front of us to come, so keep an eye out on them. Further north in central Missouri and western Illinois, some thunderstorms are possible this morning and afternoon. Isolated storms will continue to develop and move southeast through the area. And we got a little bit of a shot at some rain later on this afternoon. And anyway, when I come back, I got to talk about one of my favorite sponsors, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. It's Happy Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Cap Day today. So anyway, I'll talk about them when I get back from break. You guys don't go nowhere. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I knew I was probably going to try to get a hold of Mickey, and I had been shopping and had the prices. So I had shopped previously before Mickey showed up at the office, and I told him that. And he understood, and he said he wanted to give it a shot. And so he did, and his prices were right. And his coverage was as good or better than some of the stuff I was shopping. And so that was an easy decision for me because I'd already done the legwork on the other end, but I had been to their places. He shows up at my barn. And so when he was even a little bit cheaper on some stuff the same, it was an easy decision for me because you got a guy there wanting your business. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Sorry, I'm watching my back. The ladies here are trying to be sneaky today, but I was glad to hear that they were listening to the show. So anyway, the pretty good set of girls, ladies, girls. I think our newest addition to the office here, she's got a birthday tomorrow. So you never know what's going to happen around the studio when somebody has a birthday. Anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Let's touch on the beef market. We touched on the grains. Let's see what's happening, because when I looked earlier, everything was in the green, and it still is. Live cattle for August is 136.85. October 141.57, December 147.42, February already at 152.05. Feeder cattle, August 179.35, September 181.55. Both of those up over four, so that's good. Lean hogs are even up. July 113.70, August 108.65. And October's at 93.12. Let's see what happened at Clinton at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday and also at Elk City Friday, because Brandon texted those to me last night. Let's start out with Elk City last Friday. They had over 2,000 head on the yard, 2,071 to be exact. And it looks like basically any steers in the 300-pound range, 3 to 4 range, was bringing anywhere from $212, $214, $218 per hundred weight. And then we get into the 4 weights. They were doing really good. They had most of them, you know, here's some 477s bringing $192. Then we get into the 5 range. There's all kinds of options here. Looks like any weights in the 5s were bringing 166 to 184. Right there is 551 pounders brought $1.84 pound. 600 pound range, here's some that weighed 601 is bringing $174, and some 623s, these were cutter bulls, 161. And then we had some 812s weights bringing 163, 814s 159, 878s, 160, and then there was a few from Crawford that were weighing right at 1,122 pounds, brought $130. On the heifers, looks like some on the 300-pound range, they were bringing anywhere from $1.79 to $1.87. Then we had some 400-pounders. It was bringing 164 to 170. Basically, they were almost 170 across the board for anything weighing 400 to 500 pounds. 503s, 157, 515s, 162, 528s, 165. Then we get up in the 600-pound range, $145 to $153. And then there was some 700-pounders were all in the 148 to 153 range. So anyways, looking pretty good on that deal. Butcher cows bringing up to $99 per hundred weight. Butcher bulls were bringing up to $120 per hundred weight. Bred cows up to $1,250. Pairs were bringing up to $1,575. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday. Looks like they had almost 1,400 head, 1,385 to be exact. Steers, 368-pounders, bringing 200. Some 425s, 190. 531s was bringing $175. And then here's some in the 600-pound range. 23 head from Cordell, 178. And some more from Clarendon, weight 741, a big bunch, 144 head, 178.10 per hundred weight. 800 pounders, anywhere from 160 to 165. So that was pretty good. That was on the steers. Heifers, looks like they were just holding the ground through there pretty good. Anywhere, they were all pretty well in the same range. We may see we got 498 pounders all the way up to 800 pounders, are bringing anywhere from $153 to $167, $169, and that's just the ones they listed. Butcher cows, $87.50, that's what they were bringing, the highest one was. Butcher bulls, $106. No bred cows or pairs over there. So anyway, looks like the beef market's doing good. Somebody said OKC West yesterday had almost 20,000 head already ready there, because I think their sales tomorrow. I don't keep up with OKC West or OKC period. I mean, up there at the main stockyards, I'm sorry, I don't keep up with it. I just catch it every now and then, but I did see somewhere where somebody posted there was 20,000 head up there. So there's a big drought going on in Texas, and a lot of times the sale barns, the guys from Texas bring their cattle to Oklahoma to sell because the markets are better up here and they don't have a lot of sale barns in Texas. But that's a reason for that. And they were, and then we're just coming back from the holidays. Guys had cattle stocked up ready to sell because they didn't get it done before the 4th of July, even though we warned them. Right now, going on at Woodward is, what's going on at Woodward? The cow and bull sales going on today. Tomorrow, Hubbard Stockyards will be having their weekly sale. And then Thursday, Woodward will be having their feeder calf sale. Friday, we're back to Elk City. Saturday, we're at Hollis. Monday, back to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Well, as I mentioned earlier, today is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. And Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine, equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian help needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal service includes routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide you for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. And also, I'm thinking about it. Let me get here on the old iPhone, bring it up real quick, because coming up here, not this weekend, but I think it's the next weekend, they got a deal clinic going on there. Yep. And let me find it out. Yes, right here. July 23rd, Saturday, from 12:30 to 3:30, they're going to have a wellness clinic. Vaccines, rabies, distemper, kennel cough, rattlesnake, wellness, heartworm test, flea, tick, nail trim, deworming. Sounds like some of you farmers and ranchers ought to take a day off and go in there and get your nails trimmed. Anyway, come by and meet the crew at Stockman's. They got a great crew there, I promise you. You'll like them all. And Elk City Animal Shelter will be joining with available pets. And this is not a free clinic, but it's going to, these vaccines and stuff, all this stuff will be discounted that day from 12:30 to 3:30. And that'll be at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic at 1019 South Main, right there in Elk City. So anyway, some of you guys, farmers out there, have been so busy this summer planting your crops and taking your crops out. I don't know. Go through there and ask them if they'll give you a pedicure. You never know. I mean, don't hurt to ask. Just because they give you a dirty look, you might just want to turn around and walk out. But you never know. Anyway, they'll put you in the head gate and tie a rope around your leg and bend it backwards, and you're just going to have to bear the pain. But anyway, something will be going on. When I get back, I want to talk about vaccinations for heifers. I want to talk about algae in your tanks, water tanks, because with the heat going on and all that stuff, the blue-green algae is a major thing to be looking out for, believe it or not. Fresh water, great, good, fresh, cool water. Your cows will actually forage more while doing this instead of hanging around and getting rid of flies and stuff like that. Well, we'll hang around and talk about that. And of course, it's Hay Day Tuesdays. I got the hay reports out. Looks like hay's going up a little bit, $10 a ton, if this drought continues in Texas. And coming back in Oklahoma, looks like hay will continue to go up because stuff's going on. Anyway, I'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 11th. 1,385 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 368 brought 200. 8 at 531 brought 175. 33 at 666 brought 178. 7 at 772 brought 145. 3 at 940 brought 159. 6 head of heifers at 325 brought 168. 4 at 650 brought 163. 16 at 706 brought 164.75. 9 at 780 brought 155. 5 at 874 brought 140. Butcher cows were 39 to 8750. Butcher bulls brought 68 to 106. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Uh, 87 degrees here at the Gabe Gadget Weather Meteorology Center, whatever you want to call it. And then our local weather at the Mezzanets right now, it is 89 with a heat index of 92. Humidity is 46. The winds are out of the northeast at 15 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 16 to 20. All right. Anyway, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you coming up. I will warn you, the last couple of days of the forecast, it doesn't give a temperature. It just says hot. So what's that tell you? Anyway, got that going on. All right. Let's see here. First of all, we've been telling you guys about this for weeks now, and it's almost here. I'm super excited. Coming up for the second annual Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival coming up in Sayre. There's so much to go. There's so much to do. And actually, when I was in Southbound this morning, stopped there on my way to work, they'd put out these little yellow threefold page folders, and it tells you everything. It gives you everything you need to know about what's coming up. But I'm going to touch on the KCO 96.5 Wild Plum Jam 2022 Music Fest in Sayre, Oklahoma, brought to you by Hutch's Sea Stores. It'll be noon to midnight, July 15th at the City Park. Admission is $50 per person. Does that sound a little high? Nah, not really. Not for what you're going to get. You're getting 6 bands, an all-day deal, free swimming. Kids are free under 12 with an adult coming in that deal. So if you got like 10 kids, not your neighbors, just your kids, they come in free. They can go over there and go swimming. It's just going to be a fun day. Swim will be free, the whole nine yards. There'll be food vendors out there, T-shirt, merchandise, just, you know, everything that an outdoor concert. And it's been a while since Western Oklahoma's had an outdoor concert. So, yes, it's going to be hot, but there's going to be plenty of water, refreshments out there. But check this line out, Ragland, Even Money, Tyler Wilhelm, one of my favorite bands, Joe Merrick, Michael Martin Murphy, Stoney LaRue. I mean, we got it going on. Adult beverages will be provided by the Sarah Golf Course Association on site. The whole nine yards. The Wild Plum, the Jelly Feed. Can't miss that. But if you don't buy your tickets at Hutch's C stores right now in Oklahoma, they're everywhere. Hammond, Clinton, Elk City, Sarah, Altus, Woodward, Weatherford, they're everywhere. You won't be eligible for these great prizes they're going to be drawing for all day. So anyway, go get your tickets. And then Saturday, Heritage Day, starts at 10 a.m. with yours truly, emceeing the parade. It's going to be, the parade is free entry. Please get your kids, get a float together, come over there. Bring your goats, bring a herd of goats with a working dog, working them. Do something constructive. Just make it interesting. And then also at the park when the parade's over, they're going to have a meet and greet for your local, what do you call them, elected officials. I wanted to say politicians, but I'm trying to be nice. But your elected officials will be there at the social. You can go in there and talk to them and about what's going on in the world, because it's a crazy world we're living in right now with inflation and war going on in Ukraine and just fuel, just everything's going on. Go in there and tell them what you're thinking, and maybe we can get something done about this. But all kinds of things going on out there. The we'll have live music all day at the park. There's going to be vendors at the park. There's going to be events going on at the rodeo arena. And then the Dust Bowl Derby, that was cool. There will be, the FFA will be having a calf fries concession stand starting at 5 o'clock. And cornhole tournament at the 6 o'clock at the tennis courts. Check in, and then I think the tournament's at 7 o'clock. Man, it's in then the Route 66 pop-up plaza. They'll have vendors and trucks. I think a Mechanical Bull's going to be there. There's 13 vendors, 8 food trucks, and one of my favorite is the ice cream deal. So anyway, free swimming and free mini miniature golf all day. Man, if you don't make it to Sarah this weekend, it's your loss, not ours, but it should be fun. And then Sunday, that was pretty cool last year. They had Sunday singing and dinner on the ground there. Just hanging out and fellowship, just all kinds of stuff going on. But anyway, it's going to be a fun weekend at Sayre this weekend. So have fun. And then we got the fishing derby going on over here at Ackley Park. KCO does. Wildlife Department will be there with fishing poles if you don't have a fishing pole. And I think Sean Wilson is going to be there with the Wildlife Department baiting all the kids' hooks. I think that's what he's going to do this year. Anyway, I'll be over at the parade, so I'm sorry I'm going to miss out on some of that, because last year I got to weigh in all the fish. I think it was me and Candace and Tara. We had a good time last year. So anyway, a lot going on there. All right, let's get to Heyday Tuesdays. First of all, before I get into the pricing, I'm going to tell you what happened to me the other day. I pulled down at Willow, pulled into the lot there, got out. I was going to put some minerals out. Cows were on their way. I could see the dust storm rolling. They heard me pull in. And I stepped out of the truck, wasn't paying no attention. And there was a colony of blister bugs right where I got out in the truck, because I disturbed them when I pulled through their deal. And they were eating on some buffalo sticker weeds, I call them. And they were getting it on. I started jumping around like I had ants in my pants, because I'm not going to lie to you, I have my boots on, and I look like a true Western Oklahoma redneck with my shorts on. And I was jumping, hopping around, make sure I got all them, those green the light lime green ones. They wasn't the striped ones. But anyway, that's not the first colony I've seen this year. That's the first colony I wish I'd have seen before I got out of my truck. But anyway, they're out and about. And few pests are more amply named than the blister bug, the beetle. These insects have a very toxic chemical in them that can cause painful, fluid-filled blisters upon skin exposure. What's more alarming is these blisters, those are health issues that arise when animals consume blister bugs and dry hay. And you guys know what I'm talking about, but I want to talked about it last summer, and I'm going to talk about it again this summer. It is very dangerous. Patrick Wagner, Extension Field Specialist with the South Dakota State University, says blister beetles have been spotted in several alfalfa fields in his state already. While blister beetle larvae are not threatening, the adult insects, they pervade alfalfa stands and feed on leaves and blossoms. Blister beetles segregate to defend themselves. They get in those colonies. And if you've never seen a colony, you have no clue what you're missing. Don't go run in them, but it's crazy what they do with these colonies. That's how they defend themselves from predators through a process called reactive bleeding. The chemical that's released from these beetles are also crushed when you're doing mechanical hay harvest. If whole or partial insects are incorporated in bales, livestock can experience mouth sores, digestive issues, kidney damage, and even death. Horses are the worst. They can't stand much of this. They're very sensitive. Now, a cow, they can eat a lot of blister bugs, but not that. But if they get the right, if they get a whole mouthful, it can cause problems with cattle. To protect animals from blister beetles, scout for insect before each cutting. Second and later cuttings are at higher risk of infestation because blister beetles are more abundant in the early to mid-summer. However, blister beetles can be also an issue for the first cutting if it's delayed due to a cool spring or weather conditions, he had. Usually they show up around here in July. This year they were early. I seen them in my garden last month. There's just a few. I didn't see any colonies, but man, later on in June, I seen that one colony. And the biggest colony I've ever seen probably covered 1 acre. Usually they're just about the size of, if you make a circle with your hand, that's about what a colony. But the biggest colony I ever seen was on friends of mine when I was cutting alfalfa on their pivot. It covered that whole little donut around the pivot center, whatever that is, acre, 2 acres, whatever it is. Anyway, that whole thing was covered, and they were actually at him across the pivot tracks. That was the biggest colony I ever seen, and I ain't going to lie to you. It was scary. I've never seen that many bugs in my life. Anyway, we didn't do much with that hay there. Adults vary in color and size depending on species, but the most common species in South Dakota are the black, ash gray, striped, and marginal blister beetle. The ones in Oklahoma that I've seen, there is some black ones, but the most of them I see here are the lime green ones or the green striped ones. That's the ones I see around here the most that are in our garden or in our agriculture fields. Another characteristic of the blister beetles is their thorax, or the middle segment of their body, which is narrower than their head and abdomen. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that, but it's grab you a blister bug, hold it in your hand, you can check it out. Don't do that. But anyway, look down there, take a picture. Just take a picture of one and zoom it in, and you'll see how crazy it gets, real narrow right there in their back. Blister beetle larvae feed on grasshopper eggs, so adult numbers may be greater in areas where larger grasshopper populations were observed the previous year. If this is the case, Wagner recommends managing fields for grasshoppers to lessen the blister bug pressure in the future. Insecticide is not a solution for blister beetles. Although it will kill them, it does not remove them from the hay. Dead blister beetles remain toxic, and spraying insecticide can elevate the number of insects in that bale. So think about that. Anyway, do not sell hay that is infested with blister beetles unless buyers are aware of the issue. Moreover, do not market infested bales to equine owners, as horses are highly sensitive to that toxin that they put up. There you go. There is your blister bug deal of the day. Anyway, hey, alfalfa premium. Let's see who's the highest right now. Looks like Texas. There are Washington. Texas and Washington tied for the highest, up to $400 a ton for premium alfalfa. Oklahoma looks like anywhere from $215 to $300. And that's showing delivered. And bad thing about that is we don't know how far they delivered. We actually don't know how much the cost was on delivery. But I'd say alfalfa is running anywhere from $200 to $300 or maybe even higher a ton without delivery in Oklahoma right now. And Texas is $280 to $450. Let's see, Missouri's $175 to $275. And Kansas is $180 to $300. And that's all on premium. Good alfalfa in Kansas is $160 to $240. Missouri's $120 to $180. Oklahoma, nothing available there. And these are all sales that are recorded with the USDA. A lot of sales are not recorded with the USDA, so I'm just giving an overview. And probably could be higher in your area, probably could be cheaper, I don't know. Grass hay prices around the country. Let's see who's the highest. Washington, $380 to $450 a ton. And Oregon is $400 to $505 a ton. And there is no delivery on this. This is what they're getting. How can grass be higher than alfalfa? Anyway, it's crazy. Even their good hay in Oregon is $330 to $400 a ton. Well, let's check out our neighbors and us and see what's happening in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas. Looks like Kansas is $125 a ton. Oklahoma, nothing available there. Texas, anywhere from $200 to $330 a ton. And Missouri is $140 a ton. So that just shows you what's going on. Texas, $200 to $330. They're in a drought. Missouri, they've been getting lots of rain, and their hay's cheap, but I don't know how it could be cheaper because, hell, their intakes is just as high as they are out here, but they got hay, so they're probably making lots of it. Anyway, $140 a ton in Missouri. So, anyway, when I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and we'll talk about some heifers and vaccinations. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what Advanced Technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at Knutson. Irrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Uh, 87 degrees here on the Gabe Gadget meteorologist station at the KECO radio station here. Mr. Gabe, he's famous. 90 degrees at the mezzanette and 93 is the heat index. Winds out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour. Wind gust 21. Mostly sunny and 96 today. Tonight, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Lowest 70 with northeast winds still. Tomorrow, winds will be out of the east southeast with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, also a high 96. Nice temperature. Tomorrow night, 72. Thursday, 100. It's hot. Friday, oh, they put some temperatures back in here. 101 Friday, Saturday, 101. But I don't see any crazy wind in the forecast this week, so that'll be a plus. Anyway, all right, here we go. Done with the weather. That was your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. All right, algae in your water tanks. July is off to a hot and dry start, and for the livestock managers, this adds chores to the to-do list to keep livestock healthy and productive. Water is the source of life, and I often preach on the importance and the critical role it plays in animal health. When livestock have clean, fresh water to drink, and they will better consume feed and forage and absorb nutrients more efficiently. More adequate water consumption can equate to better rate of gain, increased fertility, and reproductive performance. True fact right there. It might even increase your milk production. There's not even no might of to it. It will increase milk production and weaning weights and many more benefits. When water is tainted or not available, livestock will avoid drinking or try to find water in other areas. This can be detrimental to your effect on your animal health and should be a priority for managers to prevent. It's true fact. Man, when I first started getting serious about farming and ranching back when I was working for the Pitzers over at Foss back in the day, old man Dub always told me, H.W. Pitzer was his name, but called him Dub. He always told me that running water in a creek through your place was worth $1 million. When the water was running good, the water was healthy, it was cool, the cattle would drink all they could, and you know he's right. He had some water in pasture, he had some cattle in pasture. We had 500 or 600 mama cows, and the cattle that were on the creeks, like Turkey Creek or the creek coming out behind Clinton Lake that went towards Clinton, those cattle always looked better than the ones out there in the pasture that was either on water tanks or just stagnant ponds. Keeping algae out of the livestock drinking facilities can be a big challenge, and it really can. I'm there. I know what you mean. Algae in livestock water tanks is not only a nuisance, but also can be toxic to livestock. There are different types of algae that can grow and thrive in livestock water tanks. Warm weather, livestock saliva, sunshine, and introduction of organic matter or manure can provide perfect growing conditions for algae. There are several different types of algae that can be found growing in livestock water tanks, but the one that gets the most attention is the blue-green algae. This type of algae can be toxic to livestock, causing symptoms of blue-green algae toxosis. I hope I said that right. I probably didn't, and I hope Dr. Mouse isn't laughing. Or she's laughing if she's listening. I hope she's not listening. Anyway, symptoms of blue-green algae include muscle tremors, bloody diarrhea, seizures, excessive salivating at the mouth, and liver failure. Steps should be taken to maintain a clean water supply for livestock no matter what time of the year it is, but it is especially important during the hot summer months. Livestock will refuse to drink water with high population of algae, and this can lower overall animal performance and put their health in jeopardy. I'm gonna throw my two cents in there. If your cattle, if you help control the flies the best you can, and you got good clean water all the time, your cattle will look like $1 million bucks, and that's no joke. They're happy. Animal, they get as hot out there as we do, and so especially our black cattle. So anyway, keep your cattle as happy as you can. Yes, I know it's a pain to go out there and drain tanks once a week or once every couple weeks, but it's healthier for your cattle. And your cattle is your lifeline of your farm and your ranch, so why not take care of them? Some steps to take to maintain a clean water supply and reduce algae growth include routinely drain and clean the water facilities with a scrub brush. And I know some of us got these big old tanks that we can't scrub out, but at least clean all that stuff out and get it as clean as you can and refill it. Hey, just sit in the water bottom of the water tank while it's refilling and keep cool. Put up railings or barriers along water tanks, which is what I do. I got barriers, panels around all my tanks where they can just walk into one spot and drink the water and move on. If they're crawling around in the tanks or crawling up above it, that's when you start getting feces or urine from the cattle draining into the water tanks if you don't take care of it. So anyway, take care of that. Placing water tanks in shady areas also can reduce algae growth. Water facilities in shady areas also have a cooler water temperature, reducing and growth. And if your water is good and clean and they're in the shady areas, your cattle will probably drink more water in the shady areas just because it's clean and it's refreshing. Monitor water pH. These little deals that you can get, these strips are cheap. Anyway, algae prefers pH levels from the around 8 to 8.5. Levels between 6.5 and 7 can help reduce algae growth. Disinfect often using unscented bleach at a rate of 2 to 3 ounces per 50 gallons of water. Copper sulfate products can be mixed and used in larger facilities or pond to reduce algae growth. And I'm working on a copper experiment right now. You guys know I do that. Just bear with me. And when I get done with it, I'll tell you how it worked out with copper. Some sulfate products. Anyway, algae growth in livestock watering facilities should not be overlooked or ignored. Taking time to prevent and clean water facilities on a routine basis should be towards the top of your to-do list. On my farm, I have a set day in my weekly schedule to drain and clean water tanks. This also allows me to observe my livestock drinking habits and the amount of water consumed. Remember, if the water doesn't look appealing for you to drink, don't expect it. Your cattle to drink it either. It doesn't even matter if it has to be cattle. It can be goats, horses, the whole nine yards. Anyway, treat your cattle like you do. I mean, would you go home and take a bath in the water that's been in there 3 weeks? No. Would you drink that water? No. Anyway, your cows do a lot of bathing, and they like to stand in water out there in your ponds and get away from their flies. But anyway, just try to keep your water as fresh as you can. It makes a world of difference. Please take care of your cattle and check that water every day or every other day during this heat. All right, well, the record setting length of the U.S. drought right now continues to expand in the United States, with 40% of the country in a drought right now, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The current drought period now has reached a two-year mark of 93 consecutive weeks of drought in the west of the Mississippi. That includes the West Coast. I mean, they're looking a lot better than they did, but Texas and New Mexico and parts of Arizona and Colorado and parts of Oklahoma, we've been in a drought. And North Dakota is pretty much out of the drought, but South Dakota is still got some drought going on. But we've had 93 consecutive weeks of drought in the western part of the United States, which is not very good. So I just wanted to update you guys on that. And what else do we got? Work with your vet to establish heifer vaccination plan. When you're Vaccination for your heifers are very important, especially pre-breeding. And bottom line is, get with your vet. It don't cost much to go in there and talk to them. And you need to go in there and talk to your vets. It doesn't matter if it's Dr. Mouse, Dr. Joey, Dr. Dick. It doesn't matter who they are in their local area, your local vet in your area. Go through there and tell them, hey, I'm thinking about keeping these 10 heifers to add to my cattle herd. What do I need to do? Talk with them and get your heifers vaccinated. I think it's 100% very important. I'm not a doctor, but just go talk to your local vet. Start the program out right with your future cattle that you're going to have babies out of coming up. Hope you enjoyed today. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Have a blessed day, and God bless.